This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running flagship news current affairs show, and it's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, from the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen to radio, you can listen to us on radio or by streaming or, of course, via podcasts. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. And on behalf of Saturday Magazine, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to those elders past, present and future. Good morning to you, Harriet.
Good morning, Tass. It's so lovely to be back. Thank you for having me as your co-host this morning.
Oh, it's great to have you here. And look, let me start by saying congratulations on being re-elected back into Parliament.
Thank you.
And a new job description.
Absolutely, yes. It's been a bit of a whirlwind the last few months, having the election at the end of November last year with a significant improvement in Labor's representation and a really thorough endorsement of everything that Daniel Andrews and his ministry has worked so hard to deliver was wonderful. I had to wait a couple of weeks, so about 2.5 weeks between the
poll. That must have been nerve-wracking.
It was an interesting process. It's one of those things that you try very hard not to be completely obsessed by, but there's a process of many of us just continuously refreshing VEC pages to see how the count goes, and then there were recounts. And so for many, many people in the upper house who ran, and in my region of Eastern Victoria region, there were 46 candidates, I believe. Everyone was doing that for a long period of time. And in the end, we did improve our vote. So we got an improved vote in the upper house, as well as securing a number of additional seats in the lower house. So it's really wonderful as an endorsement of what we're doing. I think that positive politics was something that really resonated with a lot of Victorian voters.
So you're now Parliamentary Secretary for Equality and also for Mental Health, which means, in a sense, you'll be working fairly closely with our first physical guest into the studio, Martin Volley.
Absolutely.
So what's your job description? What does that mean? What do you do?
Well, Parliamentary Secretaries work very closely alongside their ministers, and often the terminology can be a little bit confusing for people who aren't inside the tent in government or in politics, and it's almost akin to being an assistant minister in many ways. So the work involves working alongside the same subject matter and with many of the same stakeholders. So my work that I did last term as the Safe Schools Ambassador, and as doing a lot of work around the Marriage Equality Postal Survey and a lot of our LGBTIQA plus task force initiatives will continue, as well as the mental health space, which includes Australia's first ever Royal Commission into Mental Health, which is something that has, if the initial numbers of submissions are anything to go by, been far more engaging than anyone ever
thought. There's a high level of interest.
Well, we thought that there would be a number of thousands of people and stakeholders getting in touch to make submissions about how the terms of reference for this Royal Commission
should be created.
But in the end, it's looking like around 8,000 people have made submissions just on what the
commission
should
be looking at. Just on the terms of reference.
Yeah. So this is something which we know has such a profound around, the impact
on everybody.
Has that
ever been done before?
No. And we know that the numbers of people who take their own lives are, you know, it's about twice the road toll every year. But alongside that, there are so many people who either live lives of incredible pain or discontent or dismay without ever seeking help, or when they seek help, it's episodic rather than ongoing and wraparound. So there's a lot of work to do there. It's a really difficult conversation.
So Harry, how do we know what sort of thoughts come up during this process? I mean, will all those submissions be publicly available?
The submissions in relation to the terms of reference have been used by government to inform what will be done and how the commission will look at this issue. Down the track, people will be invited by the independent royal commissioners to, in fact, make submissions. But a number of those submissions will be really very sensitive in nature. And so the commission will take great care to make sure that people have the support and the resources they need, but also that the stories that they might share are respected and given the sensitivity and the treatment that they need. So because it is such a difficult area and such a challenging thing for many people to even talk about, and the stigma that sits alongside this is so prevalent, we need to make sure that the commission does that work with all of those things in mind. But every single recommendation that comes from this Royal Commission will be implemented. So the Premier and Martin have been very clear about that.
So speaking of commissions and Royal Commissions, we've just had the Banking Royal Commission, and there's a bit of a road show taking place at the moment, which is not really related to that, but really related to politicising some policy ideas that have been put forward. And of course, Tim Wilson's running his own little sort of roadshow at the moment about the franking credits. Completely unrelated to anything you're talking about. I'm just really trying to sort of link through these ideas. But I find that very interesting.
Isn't it just?
It's actually... it's actually not a policy. It's actually a policy idea. It's not a policy that this process is taking place around.
No, and if you look at the difference in the model of a Royal Commission on the one hand, which is independent and which has the highest level of gravitas that you can give to an inquiry, versus a parliamentary inquiry, which in this instance appears to have connections to financial advice and wealth management strategies that Mr. Wilson may be involved with. These sorts of things that lead
maybe.
To... Well, I'm couching my words quite carefully, but the fact that there are perceptions of conflict of interest, and the fact that there are such blatantly political undercurrents around this parliamentary inquiry, this is the sort of stuff I think that completely justifies why people hate politicians, and I say that as a politician.
Yeah.
There's so much work to do to restore trust and confidence, and I don't think that this in fact achieves any of that.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.